it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Thrill Hill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
Oh, I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Julia, girl, and your Johnson. Hola.
Hola.
Hola, Jeff.
Girl, and your Johnson.
Thursday. How you guys doing today, gentlemen?
Doing great, man.
We're tired.
Yeah. I know. Still reeling a little bit from Saturday because we did it right.
Yep.
All right, Hefe.
I saw y'all getting talked to there on Saturday.
It was a good time, brother.
Yes, it was.
All right, Hefe, you understand how this here game is played?
Yes, sir, I do. I sure hope so. You just explained it.
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, you got your choice of one of three categories today. We have the wonderful world of drugs. We have Animalized This, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem. And finally today, License to Spill, where you guess the substance responsible for causing the mess.
We're
going to
Animalize This.
All right, here's the story. A 46-year-old employee wearing an inflatable animal costume outside of a Florida store strangled a bike-riding juvenile with whom he had an ongoing dispute. So, Rodney Plathy, he was outside of a business early Friday evening when multiple juveniles rode by on bikes. At the time, Plathy, who is a registered sex offender, was wearing an animal suit costume. Now, the business is adjacent to a busy highway, and the costume worker, a la sign spinner, serves obviously to attract attention to passing motors. Now, investigators allege that Plathy, who had previously tangled with the young riders, he waved the juveniles over to him. He was joined outside by the store owner. Now, as the owner was addressing the group on the bikes, one of the kids tried to ride away. As the owner grabbed the bike's handlebars to prevent a collision with himself, that's when Plathy approached the victim from behind and placed him in a chokehold, again, while wearing an inflatable animal costume. The victim, whose age is not in the court records, told police that he was unable to breathe for a brief period of time until the defendant released him a few seconds later. That's when officers were then called. Now, Plathy was arrested for battery by strangulation, which is a felony. The man in the animal costume showed indication of alcohol influence and refused to speak with cops. After 2 days in the county jail, Plathy was freed after posting $10,000 bail, and a judge has ordered him to have no contact with the victim. So the question is, what kind of animal was Chokey McChokerson dressed as? Was he an inflatable chicken? Was he an inflatable puppy? Was he an inflatable bear? Or was it an inflatable dinosaur? So chicken, puppy, bear, or dinosaur, what was this man dressed like when he started choking out a kid?
Holy Florida, are you sure you didn't just read the one for drugs?
Yeah, you would think so.
Yeah. Sorry, I really want to lean towards inflatable dinosaur because that's just the one that's just really popular.
Jeff, I'm going with you. I'm joining with you. I'm going to go inflatable dinosaur as well.
You said they were laughing at him as they rode by?
I'm assuming they were. I don't know. They didn't really get into it, but both the owner and this guy, they had been dealing with these kids before. It's teen kids being teen kids.
Ted, what do you think?
I mean, T-Rex makes the most sense, but just for S and giggles, I'll go bear.
Bear. Okay. What was this guy dressed up as? An inflatable chicken, puppy, bear, or dinosaur? We'll find out next.
Oopsie. Hang on. My bad.
That was a tease.
You're listening to The Men's Room.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Category has analyzed this on Profile. This has got a 46-year-old employee wearing a costume. He got into it with a kid that he had a local beef with. Put a kid in a chokehold. Turns out the guy in the costume was drunk, and he ended up in jail for the weekend. Question is, what was he dressed as? Part of the business outside to lure people in.
Yeah.
You've seen it. Inflatable chicken, inflatable puppy, inflatable bear, or an inflatable dinosaur?
And, Jeff, that is the very question that we posed with you. And you and Miles Montgomery agreed. You wanted the tried and true inflatable dinosaur, presumably the T-Rex variety. He was not dressed as a dinosaur, I'm afraid. Beat that, Smith. You went with a bear.
Just for the hell of it.
He was not a bear. This dude was dressed as a puppy.
No, he wasn't. Oh, really?
He was dressed as not even a dog, man. Specifically a puppy and got this kid to chill.
Now I need to know what the business sells.
It's either a pet store or
okay,
a right, place.
Fair enough.
Right, it is an animal-related place, right. But yeah. Choked a dude out dressed as a puppy.
Now for all TV news all the time, it is time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right. We're going to start with some sports stuff from around the nation. First of all, did everybody see the woman that was the new, ultimate Karen?
I read something about Phillies fan, right?
Yeah.
Correct. So you got the final Ibiza boss. He's been popping up all over. There's been Karens all over. And I'm not trying to take a swipe at women, but there seems to be a certain age you got to cut your hair short.
Mm-hmm.
So this woman has what you would think is the stereotypical Karen cut.
Karen cut, yeah.
So basically, here's the rules. A ball hits in the stands. She did not grab it, and it landed in the row behind it. So this guy ran over, grabbed it, and then gave it to his kid. She runs over, berates him, and is like, hey, you got to give the ball back. And to the dad's...
Ball back to who?
To her, because she's like, it's our ball. So some people kind of got on the dad, because he kind of reacted like, oh, my God. And then he actually gave her the ball back, and they're like, how could you do it? But I like it. The dad was like, look, man, I was just trying to show an example, de-escalate the situation. And he's like, look, it was crazy, but he's like, I'm not going to get in a fight with a woman over this ball.
Over a foul ball.
It's a ball at the end of the day.
And he got it fair and square.
He did.
It wasn't
correct.
Like a fight or anything. He just picked it up off the ground and went back and gave it to his kids.
They hit their seats. They didn't catch it.
Yeah.
And it rolled down to the next row. It's like, if you don't catch it, that's fair game. Keep your head on a swivel.
This is understood. Yeah.
Awareness. Right, and not only that, he gave it to his son. So then the Marlins went down, gave her a nice gift, or gave the kid a nice gift. I think the Phillies, he got to meet the Philadelphia player, got a bat signed. I want to say somebody even gave him World Series.
Yeah, and a brand new RV. And a new RV.
Yeah.
So, good for her.
Yeah.
I'm going to set this up with someone like, hey, look, man. I'm going to just...
Come
be a turbo
me.
Bitch, right? You know what I mean? Berate me on to give you the ball and see if I can get hooked up. That is unbelievable.
If you want to do it with your son, I'll even throw a shove in there.
That's what I'm saying.
Nice.
And then shoot the ball out of his hand, right?
Boom.
I'll throw a shove in there.
Basically, the ball. Basically, he kind of...
You'll get nothing and I'll get in jail.
Right. As delicately as he can put it, say, my family was there. I did not want to do anything that I would regret.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
In other words, I think he would have cold cocked her.
I just don't understand what is wrong with people. And then to just go over there and be like, apparently she was like, it in our seats, that's our ball. It's like, no, it's not.
That's not how that works.
Right. You got to catch it on the fly or it's anybody's ball.
If the player drops it, they don't just call an out anyway. What hit my glove?
Yeah. Well, it was hit towards me.
I mean, come on.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, this one's pretty funny. All right. You got the A's and Texas Rangers. They're playing a baseball game.
All right.
All right. So the first part of this audio I'm going to cut to is the camera pans over. And there is a couple. She is eating a certain brand of ice cream sandwich. So you'll hear them first start commenting on the ice cream.
I go for one of them, too. A little Itzit.
Itzit? What's that?
What's an Itzit?
Yeah.
On behalf of... Oh, you are a handful, Chris, let me tell you.
All right, so I'm cutting the audio there. Now, as he's about to explain what an itzit is, the woman is wearing a tank top. It is very voluptuous.
All right.
The husband notices the camera and goes over and grabs her breast.
Oh.
So you hear that guy in his voice. Now, here's what you don't know when he goes, oh, you're a handful to the guy on the air. Now, I cut it there because there is 30 seconds of silence. You can hear them just kind of giggling in the background. The camera pans away very quickly. And then the inning ends. They finally say something.
Fly ball to center. That'll end the inning. Ace down by a few.
They're just so caught off guard. And it's like, it's the guy's wife.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Like, probably not best for everybody to see, but also it's like his wife, they're having fun. But I don't blame him when he's just like, oh, and it's, and, oh, you're a handful too, dude.
Yeah. Just grabbing him something in the middle of a game.
Yeah, right.
Side note, it's are fantastic. Just an ice cream sandwich.
Mm. I've never had an it's.
What? Yeah, I have no idea what that was.
I think it's like Fat Boy brand ice cream sandwiches.
Is it ultimately just an ice cream sandwich, or is it back to what you were saying with the Pop-Tart ice cream sandwich?
No, I think it's just like the Fat Boy is like a specific specific ice cream sandwich that's very thick.
Okay.
So I think it's a version of that. But yeah, I mean, that guy, originally when it pans to him, he's dead serious. He's like, oh no, man, I could go for some ice cream. Oh, damn it, you're a handful too.
And they're chocolate covered. There you go. You got that guy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's I was wondering what the spin was.
Yeah. All right.
Covered in chocolate. Yeah, that looks pretty good.
My bad. It doesn't look like it's Fat Boy brand.
I just thought it was great. And when I heard it today, I go, Mike, we got to play this. Because, I mean, I cut out the 30 seconds of them just sitting there. You can just hear them snickering in the back, which I don't blame them. There's plenty of times we get caught snickering.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So I don't know if a lot of people know this, but Macaulay Culkin and his brother, they both emancipated themselves from their parents.
Both of them did.
I know Macaulay did,
because it was a big mess. I never even heard about Karen until 10 years ago, maybe.
He was in Home Alone, too.
You know what? Let me backtrack. What? Macaulay Culkin, for sure, emancipated himself from his parents.
Yeah. Yes.
But basically, it was like the dad wanted all the money, kind of wanted the fame. So then Macaulay Culkin remembers that John Candy, of all people, the documentary John Candy, I Like Me, premiered at the Toronto International Film Festival the weekend. So he was there. And he was just saying, like, John Candy was one of the first people to point out to him as a child that, like, I think something up with your dad. He said, quote, I think he always had a great instinct. I think he saw listening before we had crested and the Home Alone stuff was happening. It's not hard to see how difficult my father was. It's no secret. So basically he was like, John Candy even was just like, which is tough to do.
With a kid.
With a kid to be like, man, your dad's kind of bad. But I think he was just like, he could recognize now that John Candy would bring him along on stuff and be like, hang out with me today. You don't need to hang out with me.
They say the documentary is incredibly interesting. I did read one article today that said, try as they might to dig up anything on John Candy. It's all interesting. Everybody just says what a wonderful human being he is.
Yeah.
Really?
Like, so there's nothing. I mean, it's just about his life, that's the way it should be. But you'd think along the road, you know, maybe
screwed up somewhere.
Maybe there's a speed bump somewhere or anything or a pothole. Not with John Candy.
No.
And like, and one of my favorite scenes in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles is after Steve Martin just absolutely berates him, you know?
Yeah.
And he'll tell you, how can you stand it? I'll say, I know Ned Griffith, shower curtain ring guy. And that's when John Candy's like, you know what? I like me. So I like the fact that they named
that's pretty cool.
the documentary after that scene. Because, you know what? It was
correct.
It was a powerful scene in the movie.
Right. And Uncle Buck, like, I gotta forget, that's before Home Alone.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just awesome movie as well and everything. I mean, John Candy, right? Like, just seems like one of those guys.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Apparently he was. I mean, I could not find anything bad about him. Yeah. So it's all positive.
But we tried.
I want to check that one out. That was Ryan Reynolds produced that one, and I forget who directed it. It's somebody else I like, too.
I mean, that makes sense since they're both famous Canadians and pretty big up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we get it in a couple weeks.
Nice.
So it's like, it's not too far out.
I want to go check that one out.
Because I think it was at the film festival, so yeah, it's going to take a little time.
I'll tell you what. And I haven't watched in a while. I think it'll stand up, but go watch Canadian Bacon. It is one of the dumbest, simplest movies ever made. But he is awesome in that movie. And it's just the whole idea of starting a war. Because for a while, we weren't always in wars.
Right.
And they want to fire it back up. Like, I don't know, maybe we'll pick on Canada. Obviously, a lot of stuff was going on this weekend. You had sports back and everything. MTV Music Awards did happen. I really just want to talk about best rock video. Best rock video. What do you guys think won?
Probably not
the
rock
video
band,
music
is
awards.
It, do we know it as rock? Do we know it as rock? Would we say this is a rock?
Someone like The Weeknd?
No.
Well, I like The Weeknd, but he's not rock.
Right.
But it involves a band that sings. I just don't know that I'd call... I'll put it to you this
way. Is it like Jonas Brothers or something?
I like this band. I'm pretty sure Miles hates them. I don't know if anybody else...
It's a strong word.
You once got stuck, I want to say, at a dentist appointment.
No, I was in an MRI.
Coldplay.
For an hour.
Coldplay.
For an hour, I couldn't move. And they said, what genre do you like? And I said, well, rock's fine. Whatever. We'll put it on the rock channel. It was the entire Coldplay album.
Oh, no.
And you can't move, and you can't say anything.
Right.
And I was in a living hell, in a prison, in a tube. And as soon as I got out of there, I was like, that was not rock. That was the first thing I don't know. That was not rock. That was Coldplay. For a freaking hour.
Well, for the MTV Music Video Awards, they are rock, and they won
still
for best rock video.
God, it's not rock.
I don't know. Like I said, after the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame opened, and I was go back to this, and they inducted Madonna. I'm out. I have no idea what the hell is going on anymore.
I get their place. It's just not my type of music. That's all.
I just wouldn't call them rock.
Yeah, that's all.
They're what they are.
I mean, look, again, I like Coldplay.
Sure.
Right? But there's been a couple funny stories about Coldplay, and I would say, like, they're soft rock at best.
At best.
Yeah.
I'd almost call them adult contemporary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I think
Maroon
that's closer
5
to
is
it.
More rock in my world.
I don't think I disagree with you.
No, I agree.
Also, obviously, you had a lot of football back. We had week one last week for college football. College football was on this weekend. Not a ton of massive matchups. Cougs got the job done. Huskies absolutely dominated. Jesus, mm-hmm. They hung 70 points Saturday night. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Like, my buddy was joking around. So I was like, man, I'm getting tired. He goes, we'll go home when they cover the spread. The spread was like 38 points. At halftime, I was like, we're going home.
Yeah.
And goodbye.
Then yesterday, obviously, Sunday, first of all, red zone was fine. There was a screen-and-screen Wingstop commercial, which... I almost got Wingstop.
About to say, does it get you?
It almost did.
Wingstop gets a pass on my...
I'm with you.
Yes.
There was some banner ads, but it wasn't the end-all, be-all. Everybody was jumping off a cliff.
It was fine.
Then, you know, you had, and frankly, just good football games, mm-hmm. right? Seahawks game, look, after the game, frustrating loss. Division opponent at home. You don't want to lose those games. But it wasn't all awful. Defense looked good. Tariq Woolen... Just knock a ball down, son. Offense is going to take some time. I think we knew that going into it.
Stop giving the ball to Kenneth Walker.
I'm with you. Just
nothing
Charbonnet's
against the guy,
man.
Right.
And I like K-9. I think he still has a place in the offense, but like Charbonnet just should be the starter in and out. But yeah, good game. The Niners are still going to be decent, so that's fine. I mean, just a good overall weekend. I know you guys went through the same.
Oh, yeah. But we were so happy the Steelers won. You know, that was.
Yeah. Oh, why not?
Jesus.
Well, the Seahawks are going to play. But the Ravens Bills game, man. I mean, look, I don't want to be one of these people, but I mean, you just start Sunday night football. That is just
nothing's
going to
top it.
Look, that's the game you want.
We came out on the losing side of that. But the one thing I took away, I just said, look, man, there's no reason we should have lost that game. But I've been saying this for 3 years now, and you'll back me up on that. They don't have the mental fortitude to close out games. That's what the Ravens need. You have all the talent, but none of the balls and the guts, right? So until they cover that, you'll lose a game like that. But both of those teams need to walk away and say, hey, either we have the best offenses in the league or our defenses are garbage. It was 41-40, yeah. Bro. I mean, like, look, I understand.
Derrick Henry did whatever he wanted.
But
that doesn't change.
Until he fumbled.
Until he fumbled.
Yeah. Right, but in the end, you go like, man, both of you guys. And again, both offenses look decent, but you're a professional athlete. Nobody should put up 40 points. And if you do put up 40 points, you shouldn't lose.
And look, I love defense. But watching those two quarterbacks duel was pretty good.
Jesus, man.
I think we saw Friday night. Who knows? It's week one. There's always going to be crapshoots. But, like, the Chiefs, they look like they're... They might be headed down. I don't know. I don't want this comeback to haunt me because it's week one.
I've been saying it for 4 years and I've been wrong every year.
But the good news is you got Monday Night Football. You got the Bears hosting the Vikings. That should be a ton of points.
Yeah, awesome.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go to Florida where a wild boar crashes through a slider door and into someone's home. Now we head up north to BC, where a man picks a kid's pink Barbie Jeep as his preferred way to roam. Child gets bitten by a copperhead snake, and the daycare does not call 911. A Kentucky nurse saves a raccoon that was having a little bit too much fun. And a survival challenge contestant survives. It's time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head.
Headlines. Here's my cock.
All right, our top story. We're going to BC, Canada, where delicious Slurpees are worth getting arrested over. A man tells his local media that he wanted to go down to the corner store to get himself a Slurpee, but admits he got a little lazy and decided to borrow a vehicle from his roommate. And by vehicle, he meant his roommate's kid's toy Jeep.
Come on.
Bright pink, everything. It was awesome. Witnesses caught photos of the man rolling down the road on his way to his delicious treat when he was suddenly tailed by local authorities. At first, it was an unmarked police car just tailing him there for a minute. Then it let him up. They let him up and pulled him over, eventually putting the man in handcuffs for the infraction due to his intoxicated state. He still contests that he did not know that he was breaking the law, saying that he was using hand signals and everything. But authorities aren't seeing as much humor in the situation as he is, basically talking about how these things need to be licensed and blah, blah, blah.
Did he get a DUI for this?
He did got a DUI for that.
For a Slurpee?
Yeah.
And a pink
Which means
Barbie
he probably could have walked there. That's what I'm thinking. He probably could have walked there. Didn't want to walk
too
there.
Drunk.
So give me the... So I'll just...
I could also... He shouldn't have done it. But I could fathom being drunk and really hungry, but like a Slurpee?
Just a Slurpee.
Just a Slurpee. Right. If he had said a Slurpee and a big bite, I go, dumb, fathomable.
Right.
Just a Slurpee?
Just
what
a Slurpee.
12?
He was in a pink Barbie Jeep, so.
Well, was, yeah, I know.
But the fact that he got in that thing.
Yeah.
And it worked.
He was a big dude.
Those are tight.
Yes, sir.
I've tried this before.
Well, getting in them's not so hard. It's getting them to move.
Right. Getting out of them.
He's got to increase the power.
Yeah. It happened
to be a tiny electric pedal in there.
Try to get a little kid's go-kart. I got in it fine. We didn't get much going.
Damn.
Yeah.
You seen the dad that rigged up his kids to be able to take, like, the battery for his drill? Surprisingly, that has a lot more power than just your standard ones have, and that thing flew.
Really?
Oh, yeah, burning tires and everything.
Oh.
It was awesome. In other news, wild story out of North Carolina, and a local daycare has a PR nightmare. While out on the playground, one of the four-year-old children in their care ended up suffering an injury. It happens. We all know this stuff happens, right? So they called the parents and told them that it was most likely a splinter or maybe a minor break in the hand that needed medical attention. They needed somebody to come and pick the kid up and take him to the doctor, right? When a legal guardian, I believe the aunt of the child, arrived at the school, you can imagine their shock when it was revealed that the four-year-old was bitten on the hand by a copperhead.
Oh,
it's a little bit worse than a splinter.
Why would you not tell them
that? They killed the copperhead.
They did.
They killed it. They knew what happened.
They did.
They still didn't call for a doctor or 911.
That's right.
They didn't take the kid to the hospital immediately.
Shocked that 911 was not called by the daycare, the guardian took the child to the ER where he underwent treatments for his injuries. Medical services were like, we didn't even get a call. Like, nobody.
Yeah,
they legit did not do anything about this. The daycare refused to comment about the lack of a call to 911 when questioned by local media.
Because what are they going to say?
Right.
There is no good answer with
You're
that.
Right. We didn't.
We absolutely effed up. Next question.
Right.
Honestly, the safety of your children is least concerned for us.
Right? Like, I'm trying to noodle this out. Like, did you just panic? You didn't want the parents to freak out that there was a copperhead in your daycare's playground?
But I don't think the parents are going to hold you responsible for a snake being on the playground.
Right, they shouldn't.
But by not telling them then, now they have a lot they can hang their hat on.
Right.
Just like, dude,
if you tell the parents and they freak out that there was a copperhead on your playground, I can side with you like it's a wild animal, it's in a wild area. Right.
There's also a baby.
Right.
Who inject, they when they do the venom thing, they can't control it.
No.
So you're going to get a bigger dose than if you had an adult bite you.
Right.
And they did not call.
I'm just wondering, like, what are the age of these people? What is the education level?
There you go.
I mean, is this like an 18-year-old kid who just doesn't know?
Right.
If I had
been
by
18, I would have the presence of mind to call 911.
Where you live.
But again, if this kid panics, like, we're going to get in trouble, like... All it needs is that momentary panic for them to not call. I'm not excusing it at all.
I'm
trying to
figure
out how it happened.
Good God. Maybe this didn't like the kid.
Oh.
As Billy. Whatever.
I'm just saying, if you see me get bit by a snake, go to HR and call my emergency contact, my brother. I'm in my mid-40s.
Hey, Chris, can you come pick him up?
I'm 3,000 miles away.
I said, call somebody.
That's right. Hey. Soonest plan that you can, man, get over here. Ted needs to go
That's
home.
Free,
call Marshawn. Just call somebody is my point.
Right. Call somebody in emergency services. Get the man help.
Right. He got bit by a snake. It's not venomous. He's freaking
doesn't
out.
Matter. It doesn't matter.
We go to Michigan where people survive against all odds. In one of the local forests, a survival challenge was being held that was being filmed and would later stream on YouTube, much like we are right now, featuring contestants going through the rigorous challenge of surviving in the wilderness. The problem is, for one of the contestants, things got all too real as she wandered off to film a video. She ended up getting too far into the dense forest and got herself lost. Camera crews searched the forest for hours before finally calling rescue services to track her down, and they deployed canine units. They combed the area.
Sure.
Several hours went by. They couldn't find her then either. It wasn't until a helicopter flew over 18 hours later before she was found. 18 whole hours in the forest, Steve. She didn't need any medical attention when they found her, thank God.
Should she win?
Right? That's kind of the whole question.
It's a survival challenge. She disappeared, man.
Right.
But she survived.
I mean,
to me, you are the winner.
Right. I also just like that, you know, she survived 18 hours. Now, granted, she probably was very uncomfortable.
Sure.
Probably was hungry. 18 hours?
It's 18 hours.
It's 18 hours. And she was smart enough to go into the open part of the field and wave down a helicopter that was flying up ahead.
But she survived.
It's like the kid,
you know, the best hiding go seek from 30 years ago. The
cell phone
found the kid.
That's right.
Like, he is crushing this game.
Exactly.
Oh, Jesus.
But just in case those stories left a bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
To Kentucky, where a baby raccoon is going to have a wild hangover. A local nurse became concerned about a raccoon that she saw running around a nearby parking lot, seemingly in a panic. They moved in to investigate and discovered that the raccoon was actually a concerned mother whose babies were trapped in a dumpster that belonged to a nearby distillery.
Uh-oh.
They were able to hoist one of the two babies out of the dumpster using a shovel, but the other was lying face down in the liquid and was not responsive. She dug the baby out and noticed that she had drowned in the fluids, but immediately began CPR. Eventually, the baby came to, and it was confirmed she was just really, really drunk.
She passed out, a drunk raccoon.
Passed out in the liquid, it would have drowned. That's right. Well, it was drowning at that point. It was face down in that liquid as it was drunk off its ass. It was handed over to a local vet clinic where it sobered back up to full health.
Are you a hero in that case?
I mean, yeah.
I mean, to the mama raccoon, absolutely. But I go, okay.
Thank you. You saved my baby.
You saved a drunk baby raccoon who was drunk in a dumpster.
Mom, I like this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So do we. And it was like peach schnapps or something like that.
I get it, man. If I'm a raccoon, that would, like...
Hell yeah.
When I was drunk in a dumpster, God save me.
I got yelled at.
Men's room sports. The Seahawks did not fare well as we'd hoped in the season opener. Eventually falling to the Niners, they will lick their wounds and prepare for the next weekend against the Stellars. We got a 10 a.m.
Come on,
weekend,
Hawks.
Yes. But you're going to watch tonight. You got some Monday Night Football action on over on ABC and ESPN. And the Cardinals are in town taking on the Mariners over on Rude Sports. We got St. Louis in town, boys. Sorry, the weather mostly cloudy. Yeah, screw you, Brett. Mostly cloudy skies. Here with a slight chance of rain with a low right around 57. As far as tomorrow, we're going to look at partly cloudy skies with a high right around 73. That's it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is on.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Taryn Daly, Steve Mix from the Daily Mix Morning Show. Join us tomorrow. Once again, we will sit and spin. Lovely Jolene's coming up next. Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Aw, oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.